You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Experience, number 311. And today we're going to talk about those challenges with consistency. And that can be in business or in life. Welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Experience, how to build a lifestyle business and brand with the best of online, social media, as well as proven offline methods. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and I'm a business development and social media strategist. On each show, I'll be sharing tips and tools that I've used to create a multi-million dollar income from home with my laptop and smartphone. You'll also hear success story interviews from other top income earners. I've coached thousands of solopreneurs in direct sales, real estate, network marketing, and other businesses. Let me help you be successful in your business and rock social media. If you don't have Profit in Your PJs, my social media success kit, grab it at profitinyourpjsnow.com. In this free guide, I'll share the core components of a successful social media plan, and you'll stay on top of all the latest updates. Now for today's show. Well, hello, hello, and it's so nice to be here with you today. I hope you caught last week's experience as I interviewed the Consistency Chain authors. And boy, if you haven't, be sure to listen in and take some notes. And then I want to encourage you to consider where you are in the mix of consistency. So first of all, how has your summer been? Gosh, have you traveled or done anything fun? My summer has literally been jam-packed with fun. And I hope that we're friends on Facebook. If not, go over there and let's connect. Because I would love to see what you're up to. Like I said, my summer has been amazing. It started in May, actually, when I attended the Eagles concert in Salt Lake City. And then that moved right into June, where my husband and I traveled to Denver and spent some time with friends and went to the Bryan Adams concert. Then a quick biz trip out to Orange County, and then a quick trip to Lake Arrowhead for a surprise birthday party for one of my book club friends. And then in July, I was blessed to spend 2.5 weeks up in Lake Arrowhead, boating and spending time with friends, hiking the lake, and just really enjoying time with my family out on the water and seeing old friends, and just really had a great time. Came home for a week and then headed off to Missouri in August, spent 5 days out there with my husband's family, boating on another lake, and it's just been absolutely amazing. And then here in about a week, I'm headed off to Nashville to relocate my daughter out there and work with her in some business things out there. And then we'll be traveling back there again in September, my husband and I, for an airline reunion. So it's just been really a couple of months of a lot of fun travel and trying to squeeze some work in the midst of it, which really, you know, brings me kind of back around to today's show and talking about consistency. And I know for many of us, we struggle with that and making those important things really matter and getting them into the calendar. So just, you know, kind of wanted to share that with you. So let me ask you, what are you working on in your business and what's on your calendar for your business? I know for me, my fall is really filled with my coaching clients. And then I have social media, my demystifying social media workshops and why they buy, why they say yes workshops in the Phoenix Scottsdale area. And then my daughter and I are going to be working on those same things in the Nashville area to really finish off the year. So I'm also opening to traveling to different cities. So please let me know if that's something that may be a fit for you. Let's talk about it. You can go to jackiealmer.com and click on the contact button, or you can book a discovery consultant call with me at jackiealmer.com/calendar. So back to consistency. While today I am considered a 20%er, and again, if you listen to the last show on the consistency chain, you'll know what I'm talking about. So I'm considered a 20%er today, and you know, reading the book, The Consistency Chain, and interviewing the authors, and then re-listening to the podcast while I was editing it, and then sharing it with my own team, my coaching clients, it's really caused me to do some deep reflection on consistency and where I've succeeded and where I've fallen short in my own business. And my reflection really has led me back to the realization and confirmation that what it takes to be successful is truly just committing to the act of being consistent. So as I share the show and my thoughts and my own experiences, when I say you, please know that I'm talking about myself too. You know, I'm definitely talking about myself. And you'll find the show notes for today over at jackiealmer.com/311. And you can catch last week's podcast at jackiealmer.com/310. Or if you're listening on Stitcher or iTunes or whatever podcast app you use, obviously you can just go back to the previous show and you can listen to that. So what is consistency? Well, it's not necessarily about massive action. It's not about the perfect script or even the right people, quote unquote. I'm using air quotes around the word right, that make a business successful. It's really about you and about me and the action steps that we take day in and day out. Now, if you've followed me for any length of time, you may be familiar with my favorite F-words type branding that I talk about. And that really was a result of attending a Brendon Burchard boot camp. It was Brendon Burchard's Experts Academy workshop. And I was there and he was doing a Q&A with the audience. And I had kept hearing people talk about being edgy, like, you know, be a little edgy in your branding and your messaging and what you share. And I remember thinking, gosh, you know, I'm a middle-aged woman. I'm a mom and I don't use a lot of swear words. I mean, I hear a lot of people swearing from stage and even in their podcasts, and that's not really my style. It's just not. It's not my style online. It's not my style offline too much. And not that there's anything wrong with those who do want to share in that way. It's just not my way of doing things. And so I raised my hand and asked the question, you know, how do I get edgy? And we had a conversation about it and I, you know, shared what I just shared with you. And so I began looking for ways to be edgy. So I kind of came up with my favorite F words, and I like to do F word Friday and different things like that. And certainly they're not the F words that a lot of people think of. They're things like mine are faith and family and friends and fitness and finance and my number one top value, which is fun. So that's really my favorite F word. And then there's food, and then there's fabulous, and there's all kinds of things that fit into that. So it's just something that I do. And, you know, I always say with fun, if it's not fun, I'm not doing it. So when I started reflecting on my own consistency in my business, I kind of used these words to rate myself. And fun? Well, yes, I've definitely had plenty of fun, especially this summer, like I shared already. Faith, I feel that I've been pretty consistent there too. I, you know, have a morning practice. I have a lot of things that I commit to, and my faith and my mantras and my vision for myself and my business are fairly consistent. Fitness, well, I've had some goals, and one is 10,000 steps as a daily average for the year, and I'm currently averaging 8,800. So I'm picking up my pace so that I can finish strong and finish out the year with my daily average of 10,000 steps. And that comes out to about 4 miles a day. And I've also been on the Plant Paradox, paleo, keto type of food regimen for a while, and I could certainly use some more focus and some more discipline where that's concerned, but I'm fairly happy with my fitness level too. Family and friends, yep, again, it's been an awesome summer, so check, check there. Which brings me to finance. And when I say finance, what that really means, of course, is my business. My finances, my business, and where I am in achieving those goals. Now, business isn't all just about profits and finance. I realize that. But everything else that's incorporated in my F words, faith, fun, family and friends, and even fitness to an extent, fit into my goals around my business. So the financial piece of it is what comes back around. And I look at my goals and my vision for business, and I realize that while it's not bad, I'm not really where I want to be. And in reflecting back, looking at my calendar, looking at the last 5 years, really and truly, I realize that what I've lacked extremely is focus, another F word, and consistency. I've kind of been all over the map in terms of true focus. And part of the reason for that is because I'm a multi-passionate entrepreneur. Many of you may be as well. So what do? Well, I'm a coach. I'm a social media trainer and strategist. I run workshops. I coach and train on direct sales. I've spent years building a direct sales business. Then it comes down to my brand and my websites. Which website do I promote? I've got several, as you may know. And which one do I lead with? I love doing speaking and training and mastermind groups. So I've had so many people ask over the years, you know, what is it that you do exactly? And I always kind of laugh when I go to answer them, and I struggle a little bit to tell them. At the end of the day, I'm a business and social media strategist. I work on business development with people, business planning, everything from laying out that launch plan to social media to follow up. So I'm a coach, I'm a trainer, I'm a mentor, I'm a strategist. But then I ask myself, which word fits the best? So if you have any thoughts on that, I would love to hear them. You can send me a tweet at Jackie Elmer. You can send me a text. You can Facebook message me. Let me know what you think best describes it. And I would love to hear any of your challenges too, maybe even in coming up with your own title. You know, do you have your elevator pitch or your infomercial down? That's always a big question as well. And we'll talk about that a little bit more on a future podcast for sure. And I recently joined a B&I group, and so I had to really fine-tune what my infomercial, my elevator pitch, my introduction is going to be. And this is kind of what I came up with. Hi, I'm Jackie Elmer, a social media and sales strategist. Entrepreneurs hire me to optimize their social media and sales results because most are playing around on Facebook, invisible on LinkedIn, and missing the mark on Instagram. They have absolutely no brand recognition online or offline. So I help them command those profitable connections, conversations, and conversions. Because the bottom line is, if you're not online converting conversations and connections to profits, you've got a problem. If you want to stop leaving money on the table, let's talk about how to convert to earn. And of course, you know, a lot of what I do is take people back to my social media backstagepass.com program. I can work with them through that program. I can help them set up a strategy and then just talk about their overall branding, both online and offline. So while I focus a lot on social media and love that part of it, I know that social media is just a piece of the business and that we're all offline in real life and day to day, and bringing all that together is so very important. So those are just some things that I have begun to think of with my own consistency challenges. So what does consistency look like for success? I've said before, success is sexy, but sometimes the steps to get there are not. So what I've come up with is that you have to get really clear about what your business is, what you offer, and the steps you must take to get out there and make those sales and close those deals. Because of course, at the end of the day, that's what creates the F word of finance in business. It's funny, people have said to me before, gosh, you know, I'd love to come just spend a day with you and watch what you do and see what how your business runs. And I always assure them that they would be very bored. And yet for some, the light bulb moment would occur when they realize there's nothing really special or fancy about what I do. With social media, it's all been about consistency. It's my website and blog. It's a weekly article or podcasting, posting in forums, commenting and answering questions. That was how it started. And now, of course, it's Facebook and LinkedIn and Instagram. Those forums have largely been replaced by groups on Facebook and, you know, engaging with people on Instagram and LinkedIn and different things like that. But I realized that, you know, I've been consistent with those, being real, being authentic, showing an interest in people and caring, all those different types of things, you know, are part of being consistent. So, I know that for one thing, really with being effective on social media too, is getting your own agenda out of the way. It's becoming a storyteller. And I'm going to share more about that in an upcoming podcast as well. So looking back, I know that when my business thrives, I can look back in my calendar and in my social media activity and I can see one common thread, and that is the consistency of it. For most of us in our solopreneur business, we need to be doing a few things consistently and ongoing. We need to be finding people to connect with, to build a relationship with, to add to our database. And that really means more than just plopping in names, you know. It means meeting those people, engaging with them, building rapport. That's the start of the relationship. Connecting on social media and expanding that relationship. I mentioned I just joined a B&I and I've added about 5 people already to my Facebook group of friends. I'm going in and I'm actually sorting my friends. I'm nearly at the 5,000 limit, and I'm going through and I'm looking and seeing every day I'm deleting some people and adding in new people. And that's okay. You have to do that. You have to make room for those people that are a current part of your business or your plan or your life now, because that's part of growth. It's certainly part of growth. So you want to be, you know, furthering that relationship through social media and expanding it. Mailing thank you cards, nice to meet you cards, it's your birthday, thinking of you cards, just different things like that. And then I really focus on learning as much as I can about them, how I might be supportive. And then that leads the way to open a door to share a little bit about my business and product offerings and how we might work together in a one-on-one business relationship or potentially as you know, brand ambassadors for each other, referring each other to others for business. So, you know, that's an important part of it. Who might they feel comfortable referring my way if I build a bond and rapport with them? And it's about building that really solid top 100 center of influence. It's that follow up and follow through, and it's adding value to them, okay, in all different ways, through direct mail, as I mentioned, through social media, through inviting them to other events, ways to make them feel special, appreciated, and like more than a number. So I've kind of come up with my own acronym for how I run my business and what's important in it. And it's BAMF, B-A-M-F. And you can check the Urban Dictionary for another definition of BAMF. It's pretty funny. And I might start just using that hashtag too, just saying, you know, just for fun. And I'm all about fun. So for me, BAMF, B-A-M-F, comes down to this. The B stands for branding. The A stands for audience. The M stands for marketing, and the F stands for follow-up. So each day and each week, I have to look at what I'm doing in each of these areas to be successful. What areas have you defined in your own business? So that's a question I ask for you for maybe kind of like your homework after you listen to today's experience. So, you know, for me, what am I doing on a daily and weekly basis in terms of branding myself? What am I doing on a daily and weekly basis to make sure that I am out in front of my right audience? What am I doing on a daily and weekly basis to make sure that I am marketing my business? And then what am I doing to make those sales through the marketing, of course? And then what am I doing on a daily, weekly basis for follow-up? So that's what BAMF is about for me. So here's some steps to take to be more consistent. First of all, get clear. Get focused. And by that, I mean even on just today. If you listen to the Consistency Chain podcast, you know, my interview from last show, then you know that it's all that consistency chain is really all about what you can do today, not focusing on tomorrow. So you want to get clear, get focused today. Write down something that you can do each day to move your business forward, just one thing, and then make that commitment to do it today. Make the commitment to get it done today. It's about letting go of tomorrow and next week and next month and focusing only on today and whatever that top priority for you is today in your business. And if you can grow that and grow that consistency chain, okay, and focus more on not breaking it than anything, you'll find over time that you can add more to that list. It doesn't have to be just one thing. But if you're in that 80% and struggling with staying consistent, focus on just that one thing. Just that one thing. Get a calendar, and each day that you take that one action, write it on the calendar, and then begin to build that consistency chain for yourself. And see how your business grows, and see how you feel about yourself and your own success. I promise you, you're going to be amazed at what shows up. So just a couple of other things I wanted to share with you before I close out today's show. I had mentioned before that I have started a Facebook group called Referral Based Biz. You can go to referralbasedbiz.com if you're interested in joining the group. It's going to be all different types of sharing in terms of how to build that referral-based lifestyle type business, how to create more leads and clients and consistency and retention with those people using social media, using direct mail, using, you know, one-on-ones, networking events, all those different type things. So we share in there pretty regularly about how to do that. One other thing, the most powerful thing I ever did in my business when I was struggling to get from zero to hero was hire a coach, someone who had been where I had been and had gone where I wanted to go. So I would love exploring a coaching partnership with you. If you're struggling, let's schedule a 20-minute discovery call to see if we might be a fit. I love taking those with goals like mine from struggle to six figures easily and really with joy in building something they love and that resonates with who they are and their values. So you can go to streetsmartwealth.com/coach to learn a little bit more about that and set up a time for us to talk. So again, this is Jackie Ulmer. Until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck in your business. For more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com, my social media success kit. Stop struggling with social media and start succeeding. I'll break it down for you into bite-sized pieces that make sense. You can also get more at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Instagram, @JackieAlmer. And join me at socialmediabackstagepass.com for complete business plan development and social media coaching and training. I'll see you on the next show.